Folks, let me give you some friendly advice. Do not be the creative who spends thousands and thousands of your hard-earned dollars on equipment each year without spending one penny on your marketing. If there's ever been a time to rise above the noise and do something just a little bit different to impress your leads and wow your clients, I would say now's that time. And my favorite way to do that is by leveraging print promotion using the photography that I am the most proud of. So our amazing friends at Bay Photo Lab have almost every product that you can think of, from magazines to photo books to promo cards that you can leave behind. And listen, if you just want something to dazzle your office or living space at home with, well, they have options for that too. You can get prints and wall displays from basically every style, from canvas to metal to acrylic. And the best part is you can get 25% off your first time order just by going to bayphoto.com, signing up today. They ship everywhere in the world, folks, and all their products look incredible. So do yourself a favor, start leaving an impact, whether it's for your personal memories at home or for your professional marketing at work. Bay Photo Lab, designed by photographers for photographers. What's up? You are listening to Entrepreneurs, a photography podcast designed to help you manifest your best creative life in self-employment. My name is Mike Thur, and I am your host. And on this show, you're going to hear practical perspectives on how to improve your freelancing journey. And beyond that, you're going to hear from other incredible creative professionals about their art, their business, and the lessons that have helped them grow. So thank you so much for joining me. Entrepreneurs starts right now. All right. Welcome back to the show, everyone. Rolling on with a really interesting topic today. We are bringing back to the show another time Christian Brim, CEO of Core Group Accounting. He's going to help us understand how to pay ourselves as a business owner. If you've never thought of this concept before, I hope this kind of kickstarts the conversation in your business because it might just help maximize your profits. So without further ado, welcoming back Christian Brim. Thank you for being here.
You bet. Thank you, Michael.
So I've always been curious about this, is paying yourself as a business owner, you know, is this something that is as easy as just transferring your money from a business account to your personal account, or is it as complex as maybe putting yourself on a payroll, paying yourself W-2 wages? Like, help us simplify it. Is it a gray area in there?
No, it's not gray. I think it's driven by how your business is taxed, okay? Generally speaking, I call that entity structure. If you just start your business, you don't form a legal entity, the IRS is going to classify that as a sole proprietorship. And the sole proprietorship is a separate schedule on your 1040, on your personal tax return. And in that case, you know, even if you keep separate finances, you've got a business account and a personal account, you can just transfer money from the business account to your personal account, and there's no tax ramification. That doesn't affect anything. The amount that you transfer is not a deduction to the business, and it is not income to you. So it's whatever the business makes as a profit, you're going to be taxed on whether you move that money to yourself or not, if that makes sense.
Yeah. For those who are curious whether or not they are sole proprietor, if you did not file or incorporate, you would generally know that process. You are default a sole proprietor, correct?
Correct. So that is a Schedule C. So you can look at your tax return. If you have Schedule C, you're a sole proprietor. Now, let's say you were studious and proactive and you formed an LLC. Part of that process, in order to obtain an EIN, an employer identification number with the IRS, that's a tax ID, you have to complete a form. You can do it online, but they ask you questions about your entity and ask you how you're going to be taxed. And that's part of what you complete when you obtain that number. So what it will tell you in that online process is if you have an LLC and you're the only owner, that you are a sole proprietor. So if you did it yourself, or if someone else did it for you and it's not right, you have time to fix it. The other alternative that we see with small businesses is S corporation, and that's just for small corporation. That is an alternative that allows you to pay yourself differently and potentially save taxes. You do have to file a separate tax return for the business. It's hard to give a rule of thumb on what that dollar amount would be. But I would say if you're in the $50,000 range of profit, not revenue, but profit in the business that you're paying taxes on, it's probably time to look at that as an alternative.
Gotcha. Okay, that's a really good recommendation. And I actually want to touch on that because you brought it up. A lot of glossary terms get thrown around that, truth be told, I've read them a bunch of times and it still confuses me sometimes. You got profit, you got revenue, you've got net income, you've got AGI, you know, you got sales, you got cash flow. Like, what do we need to know at the bare minimum? Like, what's really most important? You know, is it profit and revenue? Like, how do you distinguish these?
Right. So revenue is the top line. That's what comes in. A synonymous term to revenue might be sales. Occasionally you'll see income, but you know, those three terms are interchangeable.
Okay. That's basically the amount of money that you get in terms of, like, you know, your paychecks, your pay stubs, all that stuff. That's your revenue.
Correct. Gotcha. Well, no, like if you're talking about a W-2 employee, the check that you get deposited is net of taxes. But in a business context, revenue, sales, income is your gross receipts from the work that you do. Now, after all those expenses are deducted, you have net income. I use the word profit. They're synonymous. So
gotcha.
Net income, profit, that's the bottom line after expenses.
Mm-hmm. And so that's a good clarification because I've always felt like, oh, there's, you know, you can go online and find blog articles about differentiating the differences between net income and profit technically, but really they're the same.
Yes.
I think a lot of what hurts creatives is actually a misunderstanding of profit in general. Like when mm-hmm. I asked them, like, you know, what are your profit margins or what did you take home in terms of profit? Like they have no idea because every dollar that they make, it's like, oh, this is just what I made. It's like, no, you're thinking of the gross income.
Right.
What is your profit? How do you recommend us shifting just our mindset into thinking more about profit? Is there like a percentage that we should be setting aside? Is there a number that we should really be looking at? Let me know what you think about that.
Yeah. So going back to Profit First and Mike Michalowicz, if you're a solopreneur, you don't have employees, regardless of what your top line or your income number is, I think you should have profit of 60 to 75%, depending upon what your business is. You know, this mindset that's really kind of a plague on business owners, not just creatives, but any business owner, is the growth of the top line. You know, how much revenue did you do? You know, right. We did 20% more than last year. We brought in $1 million. Well, great. What did you take home? What's at the bottom line after you've paid all your bills? That's the number that you should concern yourself with. Think about it. You can always make more revenue by just being cheaper. That doesn't mean you're going to make any money doing the gig, right? And so unless you change your mindset, you're always going to be chasing this dollar. That what happens with a lot of business owners, especially when they start hiring employees, is they're doing a lot more work and they've got a lot more revenue, but they're actually making less money. So if you don't have that mindset of looking at the profit first, you can easily fall into that trap.
So talk to me about Profit First a little bit. Like, I've read the book and I hope it's definitely on my recommended reading list. Anybody that's listening to this, read the book, listen to the audiobook, listen to the podcast. It can really reshape how you view your income overall. And I think a lot of what troubles us as creatives, especially starting out, is that we do not have a plan for the actual income. We get the money in, we spend the money going out. How would you as Core Group recommend your clients in terms of managing that money? You said 60 to 65% should be saved towards profit. Can you give me a breakdown? Let's say it's whatever number is easier. Let's call it $100,000 you make in terms of gross income. You need money to set aside for taxes. You need money to set aside for what? Can you give me a breakdown, like theoretically, in terms of what you would recommend?
Yeah. So if you had $100,000 coming in, you should be making $75,000 after your expenses. The way Profit First works is you actually have separate bank accounts for your buckets. So you have an account you deposit all your money into. Then you have a separate account that you spend money out of for your expenses. Then you have a third account that is for profit. And then the fourth one would be for taxes. to set aside a portion of the dollar coming in to pay for your taxes. There is a fifth one that is in the model, which is for owner's compensation, but I'll set that aside because it'll complicate things. So if you bring in $100,000, you're going to transfer $25,000 to your expense account, and you're going to pay your bills out of it, and you're going to transfer 75% to your profit account. If you wanted to go ahead and allocate a portion of that and set it aside for taxes, very much depends upon your state and local, and it depends upon how you're taxed. So if you're a sole proprietor versus an S corporation. But I think a good rule of thumb is 25%. 25% of your profit goes into the tax account.
Okay, so it's not 25% off the gross income.
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay, so that's actually clarified things for me, because every time I get a check, I always just take, I round mine up to 30% to make the math easy from the check and put it into my tax account. But you're basically saying take 25% of that number, put into the profit account, and then you're taking 25% off of that to put into the tax.
Correct. If that profit account is really going to be your profit. The concept of profit first is, you know, not to give any spoilers on the book, but and I don't remember what's in the book versus what I've heard Mike talk about in different speeches he's done. But, you know, he had multiple businesses and he grew them, and it was a lot of financial stress while he was growing them, and he didn't really make any money until he sold it. And then he would get money when he sold the business. And after doing this and suffering a lot of financial heartache and stress, he was like, there's got to be a better way. Now, he's not an accountant. He's partnered with an accountant to run the profit first side of his business. But he's not an accountant. He's just an entrepreneur. And so he started coming up with this profit first without an accountant. He was like, there's got to be a better way to do it. And he went back to his grandmother. When they cashed their paycheck, they put it in separate envelopes. And, you know, there was an envelope for groceries and there was an envelope for rent and, you know, whatever they spent money on. And profit first is essentially that concept of taking the money when you get it and splitting it out and spending only that. Once you've spent that money, you're done. If you're doing profit first and you're constantly dipping into your profit account, or God forbid your tax account, you know, you're not doing it right.
Yeah, no, it's basically ensuring and guaranteeing that you're making profit by doing it first. Because if you wait until it's left over, you may not have any.
Right. And going back to, you know, a couple episodes ago where we were talking about spending money at the end of the year, right?
Yes.
Well, is the money in the account? If it's not, you don't spend it. You know, so it's, that answers your question.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Here's a potentially stupid question, but I think a lot of people might be curious about it. And I had this question starting out. What do you do with profit? Like, what is profit meant for? Is it meant to be put back into the business, or is it meant to be for you yourself to live life? Like, what is the ideal scenario for profit?
I'll tell you, profit first's methodology is to take half of the profit and distribute it to yourself. And the other half goes to building up a cash reserve in the business up to a certain point. It's basically, you do that for, works out to 6 months. But having a working capital reserve in the business for contingencies, you know.
Yeah.
Once you've got that cash reserve built up, then you can distribute more to yourself as profit. You can invest it back in the business. One of the things that I see, and I'll recommend another book, but it's more complex than Profit First. So just know that going in, but I find it, it's a great read for business owners. There's two books actually by the same author, Simple Numbers and Simple Numbers 2.0 by Greg Crabtree. But one of the concepts he talks about is one that I've run into a lot, is that business owners generally don't make enough money. And if you look at the amount of effort, time, risk that they're putting into it, they're not compensated correctly. But you mentioned investing in the business. Well, one of Greg's key metrics is if you're going to invest in the business, if you're going to invest back in your business, he has a target of 50% return over 12 to 24 months. So in other words, if you're going to spend $10,000 on a piece of equipment, then you should make another $5,000 either the next year or next 2 years. And if not, that's not a good investment.
That's hugely important. And it's a really an important message that I think a lot of our creatives take home, because we oftentimes are so guilty of purchasing things that we want as opposed to things that will actually yield an ROI. You know, we might justify any type of purchase, be like, oh, well, I think this lens will be much better for making pictures. But yes, how do you measure whether or not that's going to make you more money?
Well, right. Are you going to get higher paying gigs, more gigs, you know, exactly. Whatever. But we got into business so that we had flexibility. We had freedom. We don't want someone telling us what to do with our money. Fine. That's great. If you're going to spend it, know why you're spending it. If you're buying it because you just want it, that's fine. And you can deduct it for business. That's fine. But know that it's not investing in your business, right? You're not.
Right. Now, would you recommend that, because we have different buckets, right? We've talked about profit bucket. You've got your tax bucket, but the other one is the expense bucket, right? Like, you know, that's mm-hmm. where you would use that money ideally to invest into your business, correct?
No, the expense bucket is just what you're normally going to have to spend money on.
That's just run-of-the-mill operations.
Correct.
Okay. So the profit, which you can split, that can be partially taking home, partially investing and securing for 6 months, a year, whatever, correct, to run that business. And then once you exceed that point, it can become to invest into the business to elevate further.
Correct. But like you mentioned, I mean, be clear on, is this really a business expense? Not for tax purposes, but like, is this something that's going to help me make more money?
Yep, 100%. Do you think accountants apply profit first?
No.
The majority of accountants?
Most accountants don't like profit first.
Why is that?
I'm not 100% sure. My gut is that it is too simple. Mm. You know, I mean, we talked about, you know, concepts like depreciation and timing of things and, you know, these accounting concepts that they've been educated and trained in. It just kind of goes against the grain.
Yeah, because traditional profit is kind of reverse engineered. It's different. It's like
the
sales minus the expenses, and then that's your profit.
Right.
Whereas this is kind of flipping it so that you ensure that profit first. I think it's really important for people listening to, if this is something that's interesting to you, we're not necessarily saying this has to be your way, but to me, it makes a lot of sense. I've digested the book a couple of times, still want to read it a third time because it's that important and something that takes time. Like you've even kind of put me in check on some of the questions that I've had about like how I do my own system. So it's really important to like kind of find that system and talk to somebody that even appreciates and respects that profit first method, because you may not engage with somebody that respects it. And you guys do, which is great.
Yeah. No, there are accountants that like are almost violent. It makes them uncomfortable because they don't understand it. I think if they took the time to understand it, what it was trying to do, that it's not replacing accounting. It's a tool for the owner to use. Then they'd be more open to it, but they don't get past the initial, well, this isn't accounting. Well, no, it's not. It's not meant to be accounting.
Exactly. This is fantastic. Hopefully we can try to get some books out to people. Maybe we'll send out a book to somebody out there. Fantastic stuff. Christian, thank you so much for all your time that you spent with us this year, giving us little insights into the pockets of taxation, deductions. Now we're talking about paying yourself and paying yourself first. Thank you so much. You've got the time. How would you like to get people involved with Core Group?
Well, just visit our website at coregroupus.com. You're welcome to email me directly at cbrim@coregroupus.com. My passion is helping small business owners, And whether or not you do business with CORE or not, if I can help you, I will, because that's why I exist.
I love it. And I'm so glad, because I've done this so many times where I've talked about subject matter on finance, paying yourself. And it's always great to actually have somebody to send people to as a reference. It's like I always say, you know, talk to a CPA, talk to an accountant. And it's like, well, I don't have anybody to refer you to. So thank you for being a resource to the industry, to creatives like me. It's so invaluable. Thank you so much. I am going to make sure that I link everything in the show notes for all my audience to connect with CORE Group, to connect with Christian and everybody on the team to figure out their next steps. If they need any type of help with accounting, with their business, how to manage their deductions, understanding something as simple as Profit First, pick up that book by Mike Michalowicz, by the way. And if you want to go the more traditional route of accounting, that's totally fine too, but try to have a system in place that you can reliably build profit from. So that is our time for today. Thank you again, Christian. Appreciate the time and all the best to you.
Thank you, Michael.
Appreciate it. This episode of Entrepreneurs was brought to you by Bay Photo Lab. First-time orders receive 25% off on any professional photo printing product or service. Yes, I said 25%. Just go to bayphoto.com to browse the amazing selection of gifts, prints, and displays. That's bayphoto.com. Once again, thank you all for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.